come back one more. All right. Here are the two key things that most people, if you're practicing what's called tax avoidance, you're smart. You have no need, you have no obligation to pay one more penny to the IRS than they deserve. In fact, a very famous Supreme Court justice, his name was Learned Hand. How would you call your kid Learned? Good heavens. Anyway, Learned Hand wrote a very famous opinion and just said, you are no taxpayers under the obligation to voluntarily pay the IRS more. So by doing that, tax avoidance means making sure you're using all the expenses you're able to. Now, the next one is tax evasion. Tax evasion is when you're disregarding the rules, you're creating expenses that do not exist, which you put on your form, and you're just basically doing a gamble and hope and prayer that you don't get audited that year. Now, one thing that's very important, inside our field, and let me see, there is a code. Let me see. Yeah, there, I think right there. There was a folder I had. Michelle, do you know where I put my folder?
They grabbed everything, moved things around.
Oh, wow. I had a manila folder full of tax laws. And somebody must have walked off with it. Perfect. But the willful disregard is tax evasion. That is illegal. And that's kind of what we were talking about earlier. Let's move on through.
Sorry, guys. When they messed everything up earlier, it's kind of got us.
They pulled up the wrong PowerPoint. This isn't the last one we made. Let's skip over sole proprietors and LLCs. Go to the auto. Down.
You don't want to go over
Yeah, let's do that in the participation. This is going to be what Michelle's going to talk about. One of the biggest expenses are, one of the expenses people should be taking is what's called the automobile expenses. And with that, I'll let Michelle take over.
So with the automobile, you really have to have a log. You can't just say it. And, oh, yeah, you've got a car, and it's all used for business, so everything's a write-off on it. You need to be logging exactly where you're going, how much of that trip is actually for business. And they're going to ask for the log. They're going to want to know where you're going, what's the purpose of the visit, what's your starting mileage, what's your final mileage. And you're going to total that up every day. Because you can take only certain deductions when it comes to your automobile. Oh, that's that participation. Yeah, they really did give us the wrong one, didn't they? Okay. So the information you need to make any kind of automobile deduction. And if you don't have these different things, if you don't have the log, they will not in any way give you the deduction. It will be a real big red flag.
Right up there right now, they're actually on the tax return itself if you're going to take the automobile expense. So that's why they're very important to be able to answer.
Yeah, the beginning date that you're using it for business, the automobile log so that they can see what's personal and what's business. Is the automobile used after work? So if you make a stop after work to, say, to your friend's house, but it's not for business, don't mark it as business. You must have written evidence of the personal and business use. You may deduct parking fees and tolls as long as they are for business purposes. If you're taking your kids like to the zoo and you have parking fees and tolls in between, don't deduct those. Yes?
So you have to keep track of your personal miles too?
Yes. Yes, you have to keep up with the personal miles if they involve business. So say you're the very first trip you make, if your business is in your home, then you're good. You go to your business in your home, now your next trip you're making outside of the house or wherever, that can be used as a deduction if it's for business purposes. But then if after that you go over to a friend's house that's 10 miles away, just to go hang out and it has nothing to do with business, that's your personal use. You want to make sure that you're keeping a good record of that.
Do you have to log that as well, not just the business?
Yes.
Yes.
You can't just say, okay, this is my log for all my business and this is the mileage at the beginning of the year.
You need to log both.
Actually, what you're saying right there, you can do that, okay, if you want to. Just write it on just the business, and then as long as you know what the beginning and the end of the year are, it's really easy because you know the total mileage for the year. So it's either business that you've got documented, the rest is personal, which is non-deductible.
How many of those?
Use your best judgment.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have, so I'll repeat that question. If you are going to use a smart tag that has multiple times that are being told and you're looking at how much of that, it's the same thing. Was 30% of that business and 70% personal, or 70% business, 30% personal, or 50-50? What they're going to look for is making sure that you are showing the difference, that there is personal and that there is business, that you're not saying, ooh, guess what? I have a toll. I'm going to write this off. This is another write-off and another write-off. They want you to show that you do believe, one, that you are running a business, and two, that personal is separate.
Can you go back to the form? One more back.